Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this,
finally,
this segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Every enterprise has to start somewhere, and from there, it needs to grow. And here now to explain how to nurture your business on eBay from a tiny little acorn into a mighty oak is Joe Cortese. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller Noble Spirit, all one word. He's the managing partner for Noble Spirit, which is the business. Joe, tell us what you sell.
Hi, Griff. Hi, Lee.
Hi.
Hi.
We sell collectibles, rare stamps, coins, all sorts of really interesting and valuable antique artifacts, autographs, that sort of thing.
You talk about the differences or not differences in small business to big. What's the difference between a $1 million a year business versus a $20 million a year business?
Focus and good resources, human resources, technical resources. So did you guys see that movie, The Martian, with Matt Damon? You must have.
You know, I didn't.
You did? Okay. All right, well, he's... Jim, did you see it?
I didn't, no.
How did you guys not see this? This was actually on Devin's summer reading list. He tweeted out.
My husband saw it. I didn't see it.
Sorry.
So Matt Damon is stuck on Mars. And, you know, everything is going wrong, and he's got to figure out how to get back to Earth, and his food is running out. So, fortunately, he's a biologist, a scientist, and he figures out how to solve his problems on a daily basis. And he starts growing potatoes. And by doing that, he survives. And that's pretty much what you do with a business. You think about solving problems in a kind of a linear fashion. So here in the town where I live, or close to where I live, in Concord, New Hampshire, they decided that the internet was really impacting local Main Street businesses. And they decided that they wanted to address the problem because it was really serious. People were going out of business. There were stores that couldn't be rented. You know, the entire Main Street was on a downward spiral. So what they did was they decided to make an investment in infrastructure, and they built these beautiful, elaborate sidewalks in order to encourage pedestrians and foot travel and outdoor cafes and all of that. You know, how to build greater impact and connectivity in the community. And it worked. It worked instantly. Of course, when you do that, so that's how you want to think of your business. You want to think of your business as, a problem that needs to be solved. And you do it on a step-by-step basis. Of course, when you're building solutions, you don't want to build problems into that, so you need to put in a certain amount of forward thinking. You don't want to put cobblestones in there where the elderly can't walk or people with high heels can't manage or navigate. And so you want to create, you know, a fluid solution to a running problem. And running any business is like identifying and addressing a problem.
You know, Joe, I'm glad you said that, because I talk to so many eBay sellers who say, well, I started doing this and this and this and this, but I never finished, and I'm going to do this and I'm going to finish that. What you're saying is you need to focus and concentrate to get things done. If you've got 20 things that are going on, you're never going to finish one of them.
Well, and that's, you know, and that brings us to the next step in a development from an acorn to a tree. I mean, everybody at almost any, you know, fledgling stage in their business needs to think of their business like a grocery store. You need to think of yourself as the greatest asset and the greatest disadvantage. and you have to transition from that step. And the way to transition is to just bring on more people. It's a lot easier than you might think. But once you do have the people, then that will liberate you and liberate the business and all of the inherent bottlenecks in what a one-man business is. And you really need to just, you know, make a decision and say, I need to cut bait now. And so the only way for you to stop yourself from being the guy at the front counter of the grocery store who's at the cash register, okay, you're taking in the money, the guy who does the ordering, the guy who does, you know, the logistics of, you know, putting all the stuff on the shelves, you know, all of these various operations that are necessary in the operation of a business, all of those things are things that can and necessarily have to be delegated out. And even if you want to stay a small business, even if you want to stay a really comfortable business and earn a good living, it makes sense for you to think about, availing yourself of the resources that are out there that are going to allow you to have a better life and a better business. You're doing all this stuff yourself. It's maddening. And it's the easiest way to lose focus. Because you just, I mean, I don't want to talk about focus, but, you know, I mean, right now I'm kind of distracted by the political.
We all are.
Country,
we all are.
Which is a bit challenging, but we won't go there.
Mm-hmm. Best not to. So how did you build an infrastructure for Noble Spirit?
Well, I started out as a, you know, as a one-man band, just like everybody else. I would have to go out and I would have to, source material, advertise to buy, collections, go out and, you know, find collections wherever they were. And, there's various ways to source, you know, good material and to establish continuity. And then I'd bring it back and I'd prepare everything. I'd photograph it, ship it, you know, just everything. Everything that needed to be done. And that grew from a one-person job to a two-person job. And we remained sort of at four staff for, probably quite a long time, about 10 years, because, the profitability was good. You know, the business made was very, rational, at the time. And then my son came into the business, and that represented someone who had, you know, tremendous vision, capability, someone who, you know, we can entrust. And he built the business to 24 staff from four.
Oh, my.
Amazing.
Yeah, and just, like, literally overnight. And, of course, you know, you have to invest in technology. You have to invest in systems and operation. But the key things that anybody can do that will take you to a point where you can then think about technology and you can then think about, how to develop bigger and better ideas, you know, how to reach out and address possible joint ventures or opportunities. The thing that you need to do in order to get you in that position is just hire people. It's really easy. I mean, for eBay sellers, just go on Craigslist. Just go on Craigslist, put an ad in, photographer. Pay them, you know, $10 to $14 an hour, whatever you feel like you want to pay. Establish a very simple system, and that is a job that you were doing. And then two photographers will allow you to go and source more material and sell more stuff.
Let me
get
tell
a
you,
shipper.
A good idea is to get in touch with your local universities.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they have photography departments and people are looking to intern.
Yeah, yeah. You'd be surprised how many professional photographers there are who would love the opportunity to have a full-time job at between $10 and $14 an hour. You'd be surprised. I mean, if you put in an ad, and if your business is interesting enough and they enjoy what they're doing, they're photographing really interesting stuff, especially in collectibles, or it could be anything. I mean, you know, we could be talking about scale. We could be talking about, you know, 50, 100,000 items, or we could be talking about, you know, five items a day. It doesn't matter. But if they feel compelled, then they will perform, they'll enjoy their job, and it will put you in a position where you can think about how to establish growth. And, you know, you just hire a photographer, then hire a shipper, stop shipping, you know, hire an admin person to read the emails, answer, you know, deal with returns, and train them to do what you do. Until you get to the point where you can, you know, write, sit down and write a manual, an operating manual. At some point in your business, if you take your business seriously, you have to think about writing a manual. This is how you do this, this is how you do that, with chapters for every function.
Very important, because when that person leaves and you bring a new one on, it really helps when you have that manual.
Exactly.
Exactly,
and you don't have to train everybody. We actually have someone who does all the training, so I don't have to train anybody anymore.
So what do you do? What do you do all day, Joe?
He works. What are you guys, crazy?
Yeah, besides talking to us, what do you do all day?
I'm distracted by politics. I mean,
yeah.
Joe,
so are we. So is everybody right now.
Oh, it's quite unfortunate.
Seriously. So we've been speaking with Joe Cortese. He's known on eBay as top-rated seller, Noble Spirit, and we're talking about how to grow your business from a tiny little acorn into a mighty oak. And we thank you, Joe. Come back and
see us.
Thank you,
Joe. This segment was sponsored by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. Up next, open phones, 888-723-4630. Keep listening to eBay Radio.
Your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth, and more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at worthpoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit worthpoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. Worthpoint. Find it, value it, price it. We're always on the lookout for interesting and relevant eBay Radio guests who can help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. If you've got something informative, enlightening, or educational to share with your fellow sellers, we'd like to hear about it. Just go to ebayradio.com, click on past episodes to get to the archives, then click on Be a Guest at the top of any archives page and fill out the web form. We'll get back to you ASAP and maybe see you on the radio soon.
Smart sellers know that nowadays shipping isn't a one-trick pony. You've got choices. And smart sellers are choosing Indicia. Indicia goes beyond printing shipping labels at discounted UPS rates or posting tracking to eBay. Oh, sure, it's got the usual bells and whistles, hidden postage, electronic customs forms, and the ability to brand your shipping labels with your logo. But wait, there's more. Indicia also integrates with more than 200 third-party software providers, including your favorites like Vendio, 6-Bit Software, and GarageSale. Choose from Indicia Premium, Indicia Professional, or Indicia Platinum Shipper. There's even Indicia for Mac. With all of the features of Indicia Premium, just choose the Indicia product that's right for your business. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
listen while you list.